Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Mijail Benitez, the head of solutions at Civitia, a company that creates digital 3D environments to train artificial intelligence. Mr. Benitez, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Eric.
Hey, you're most welcome. Thanks for your time as well. So tell us, where did the idea for Civitia come from? Talk to us about that to get things underway.
Yeah, Civitia, that's a great question. And Civitia came from really scratching our own itch. What we do is we help computers make visual sense of the world. And the big problem with that is that in order for computers to understand the world, they need a lot of data to really understand it. And so what we're able to do is produce these worlds in simulation and be able to train neural networks and artificial intelligence to better understand the world. So to go to your question, where it came from was really from our customers. They asked us for this. They said, you know, we love some of the solutions that you have, but we really have a lack of data here to get to be able to solve our problems. And so, you know, like any good business, we had to listen to our customers, and that's led us to where we are today.
And thanks for the backstory there and some of the highlights there. Much appreciated. Now, how do your clients use your technology, and what sorts of projects are they working on?
Sure. So the best way to understand how they use our technology is that you kind of have to think about what it is that we solve. A lot of the times when you have artificial intelligence or computer vision applications, you're required to use a ton of different data. And that data needs to inform those algorithms in how and what they're looking at and how they're seeing it and basically to help make the systems that we use better. And so the problems that we solve are the lack of data. And so one of the examples that you can think of is if you are familiar with the Gatwick Airport incident, when there was a drone that was being flown and it closed off the airport for many, many hours, causing millions and millions of dollars of damages and just disruption in the entire ecosystem there. It would have been very helpful if we would have been able to recognize and detect that drone before it went up and be able to take care of it. And so we need to train systems to be able to do that. But in order to get that data, you have to capture these scenarios. And that's pretty impossible to do. You can't really fly a drone up in the in an airport, because that's basically illegal and very hard to do. And so we're able to do that in simulation and do it in a way that is realistic enough and useful enough that you can actually train a system to recognize these sorts of problems.
Certainly some interesting information. Good stuff there also. Now, your team is quite high tech, certainly sounds like it. How are you able to build your company without being located somewhere like Silicon Valley?
Yeah. Well, Silicon Valley attracts some of the best talent in the world. And what makes us really unique as a company is the fact that we are a fully distributed company. So we have about 30 employees and we're located across 18 different countries. And so that is that definitely gets our customers interested in how we're able to get so much done in such a quick way. So what we like to say is that we may not be in Silicon Valley, but we are able to attract some of the world's best talents, because luckily there are really, really smart, driven, and ambitious people that are all over the world. And so we're able to draw on that talent, and that's been a very, very exciting thing for us.
And I'd certainly say you're tapping into global resources for sure. Today we're joined by Mijail Benitez, the head of solutions at Civitia, a company that creates digital 3D environments to train artificial intelligence, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Civitia is a research-intensive company. How does working from different countries affect your collaboration process? Get into some of those details.
Yeah, great question. So really, collaboration and communication across the nation and the world is really challenging, and it's a part of our DNA. I think one of the cool things that we can say about the people that work at Civitia is that they're really ambitious, intelligent, and most importantly, communicative people. So that third point is really what I think makes the magic happen. The people that work with us are insanely creative and communicative, and they can come forward and say, well, I have this idea, or I want to try this. And so when we have that sort of culture, it really allows us to move quickly. And so the problem of not being in the same office really goes away when you have the type of people that work for us.
Now, on another note, how do you see AI evolving with the use of your technology, and what can we expect to see from your clients as well?
Yeah, so AI is definitely something that is gaining a lot of attention in the news, and the mass public has some understandings of it, and they also have a lack of understanding of it because, you know, there's a lot going on there. But I think at the end of the day, AI is here to make us safer and make us more efficient. And in the most immediate future, I think that's how we can help. We really are focused on safety. And a good example to use of that is yes, this Gatwick situation. But there's also, we work with a lot of autonomous vehicle companies, and there's a lot of things that you can't do or are otherwise unethical to do. Like, for example, testing out whether or not an autonomous vehicle will recognize a pedestrian crossing in front of it. And that's something that we enable. We can allow to test for that and train for that without actually having to endanger lives. And hopefully that will make our lives safer in the long run, because the nice thing that we're finding out is that machines are, you know, they never get tired and they never get drowsy, and they're very effective at staying awake. So those are some really nice qualities of something that's driving you.
Well, Mr. Benitez, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and you're certainly in an exciting industry, and thanks for sharing some of the highlights of your industry and the technology that you have in place as you're working with many clients around the world. Now, in conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we wrap things up here today?
No, I think that really covers it. At the end of the day, what we help with is making computers make visual sense of the world. And I think that as business owners, understanding how that can help you out and how that can impact your business is really important. And so I would encourage people to do a little research into how this could impact their business. And we'd love to hear from you.
And speaking of which, how can listeners be in touch and also get further information online? Where's the best place to get these details?
Yeah, the Civitia.com, Civitia.com. That's a good place to start.
And that certainly is a winner. Again, Mr. Benitez, all the best. And thanks for joining us on behalf of Civitia here today on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mijail Benitez, the head of solutions at Civitia, a company that creates digital 3D environments to train artificial intelligence. And for all the details, once again, visit Civitia.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.